You're listening to Fritz and Friends on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, producer Scott Eckersley along with me this evening. We're coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone right now is Elaine Hardy, who is chairperson for the Martin Luther King Holiday Commission. In one capacity, we're going to speak with her this evening, and also coordinator of the East Lansing Hanna Community Center. Good evening, Elaine. How are you?
Good evening, Cheryl. I'm actually doing really wonderful in East Lansing this evening.
Yeah, you're the biggest cheerleader that East Lansing has. I mean, boy, I mean, even your message on the phone, it's a great day in East Lansing. I love that so much.
Well, it's always a great day in East Lansing, and I am an East Lansing cheerleader. I've been a resident here for about 22 years. I came here to go to that great university down the street from me, Michigan State University, raised two children in East Lansing who graduated from Michigan School, one of them, and one graduated from a school in Virginia. But I absolutely love East Lansing. I think it's a phenomenal community to live in, and I do love it.
I would have to agree with you there. I wanted to talk with you this evening, first of all, Elaine, about in your capacity as chairperson of the MLK Holiday Commission. I was not able to attend because of work things, but I just kind of wanted to recap how the luncheon went at the Lansing Center on Monday afternoon. I guess basically start with your overall impression of the day and the event.
Well, I just want to tell you that I have been receiving email after email from community members and people who attended the luncheon that were ecstatic about the event. We had a very powerful keynote speaker in Elijah Cummings, a congressman from Maryland, and we had wonderful presentations by middle and high school students. But the day in and of itself is an opportunity for people from our entire region, from all walks of life, to come together and reflect on the legacy that Dr. King has left us. And one of my favorite things about that day is to watch people, the multi-generational, the multicultural, the multi-denominational, the dimensions of people who come there to pay homage to the dream of Dr. King, but also to be in attendance and recognize that we all still have a part to play in that journey. And so when I reflect on Monday and then on the subsequent days, I look at the MLK holiday event that we do in Lansing as a day that we reinvigorate, that we recommit to the values and the ideas and the dream that Dr. King left for us.
What I did love, Representative Cummings' remarks were titled "The Legacy Lives On Through Action," and
yeah.
I like the word action. I mean, that's a word that has power and it has meaning. How did he portray that in his remarks?
Well, he talked about how it is our responsibility to not keep silent when we have an opportunity to make certain that equality, justice, and equity are at risk. I mean, he gave us an example of when he, as a newbie in Congress, and how he was on an appropriations committee, and they were talking about getting rid of some things that would help students who were disadvantaged, those who were in special needs, and he was compelled to speak. And he really charged us, and the commission as well has charged the community to not let this year go unmarked without them helping someone who may be a little less fortunate than them, or to provide some assistance to all of the community agencies that we have that are in dire need of support, whether it's financially or with their gift of time and talent. So Congressman Cummings echoed our challenge to the community to help Dr. King's legacy live on through action.
What I also love about the event is, and you touched on it, is the variety of folks who attend. I mean, it's of course Lansing residents, it's government officials, politicians, pastors, students. It's a convergence of the population that's just a wonderful thing.
It is, and you know what I get so excited about when I get to tell people this? We in our region, the Lansing Area MLK Holiday Commission, we get the bragging rights of having the largest event in the state of Michigan recognizing the MLK holiday.
That's huge.
But what's even, I think, cooler than that is that we have one of the longest established events in the nation of recognizing the Dr. King holiday. So I get really excited about this region and this region's commitment to social justice and equality, and really making certain that we continue the legacy of Dr. King.
Well, you were chairperson this year. You've been on the commission, was it a 9-year term that you mentioned to me?
It is. I have been serving at the pleasure of the city manager of East Lansing on that commission for 9 years. And I have been the chairperson for the last 2 years. And it's been a privilege. It's been a privilege.
Well, I'm guessing they're lucky to have you. and I have been on committees not to this extent or this stature, but I'm guessing you've already started on next year.
Well, we try to start on next year, the year that we're working in. And so we have really worked to bring the entire community, particularly our corporate community, into the fold and helping to present the King holiday to the rest of the committee, to the rest of the community. So we're working on next year. We'll start our regular series of meetings beginning in February and trudge forward to making 2012 bigger and better than this past year.
Well, there you go. It's a lofty goal, Elaine. It's a lofty goal. Now we're going to put on your other hat as coordinator at the East Lansing Hanna Community Center. And I didn't want to let you go without telling us maybe about some upcoming great events there.
I'd be happy to do that. I just want to just let everyone know that if you haven't had an opportunity to come to the wonderful East Lansing Hanna Community Center, it's located at 819 Abbott, the former John A. Hanna Middle School, where there is something here for everyone. I don't know if you know this, but we have a 500-seat performing arts theater, fitness center, 2 gymnasiums, 25-yard, 5-lane swimming pool, conference and meeting room facilities, and activities every day for the entire family. One of the few things that I do want to mention real quickly that are coming up that I'm so excited about is every year for the last 9 years, is one of our first events that we had when we opened the building, we host the Midwinter Singing Festival. And it is a 2-day festival where people from all over the country come and they sing. Isn't it cool? We've got singing in the halls, singing in the theater, singing in all of our meeting rooms. Group singings are followed by concerts on 2 nights of the week. And so just look on our website at www.cityofeastlansing.com. You'll be able to see the Midwinter Festival of Singing, other events we have coming up, Daddy Daughter, Valentine's Princess Dance. We've got All of Us Children's Express going to be doing a play called Pixies, Kings, and all sorts of things. And I'm excited about all of the things that are happening and coming up at the community center. But there's so many that I don't think we have time, but visit us on our website so you can see it.
We will direct them to that website, and Elaine, I look forward to having you on again to talk about further events. I get excited just talking to you.
I know, and I'd love to come on. We have so many really cool things happening in East Lansing.
Very good. I will talk to you soon. Thank you so much, Elaine. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Elaine Hardy, chairperson of MLK Holiday Commission and coordinator at East Lansing Hanna Community Center. We'll be back with more after this.